I have more faith in the Browns than I do the Buffalo Bills. And I know you're saying, Corey, the Bills are 5-2. The Browns are 2-5. Those are completely different teams. No, they're not. The Browns have things they need to work out. And I think they're about to work it out real quick, and I'll explain why. But first, with the Buffalo Bills, who have they played? And Josh Allen, I will never trust him as a quarterback. I can't. No, I just can't, because if you look at the schedule for the Bills, they beat the Jets by one. The Jets have one win. That one win we won't talk about. The Bills beat the Giants with Eli Manning at the time. They're awful. The Bills beat the Bengals. Bengals haven't won a game all year. Bills lost to the Patriots. Bills beat the Marcus Mariota-led Titans at the time, which were awful. Bills beat the winless Dolphins. And then they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, got obliterated because the AFC and NFC are just completely different conferences for one. Eagles still, I don't buy in to what they just did because they blew out the Bills. The Bills are not a good football team. They haven't played anybody. Josh Allen is not a good quarterback. He doesn't know what he's athletic, but he doesn't have any accuracy, and it just doesn't look clean. The Bills' defense is too up and down for my liking. The run game, you can only rely on Frank Gore and then a rookie in Derek Singletary for so long. Sure, the Buffalo Bills are 5-2, and they might make the playoffs because of how relatively weak their schedule is, because they play in the AFC East. But hear me out on this. I just mentioned the news about possibly the Cleveland Browns going out and getting Trent Williams as a left tackle. I don't care what it takes. You give up a first-round pick, fine. Because the Browns need to protect Baker Mayfield. They need to get their run game going. And that offensive line is a piece away from being good. I listened to, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but a Packers offensive lineman say, a former Packers offensive lineman say the Browns are an offensive lineman away. And all they need, you relatively on an offensive line, are three of the five good pieces. You need a center, you need a guard, and a tackle. They have a good center, and they have a good guard. If you go get a left tackle in Trent Williams, you'll have one of the better offensive lines in football. Way better than what they had at the bottom. That's how much it changes it drastically. And I know it's crazy to say, but help me. Listen to me. Listen! The Browns' schedule remaining, despite the record at 2-5, is tied. It is the second easiest in the National Football League. They play the Denver Broncos this weekend, who won't have Joe Flacco for coming up for numerous weeks, possibly the rest of the season, because apparently he has a herniated disc. He also just got done back-talking his coaches after the loss on Sunday. So I'm not saying they have anything to do with each other, but the Browns play the Broncos. Then they play the Bills, who I just said I don't believe in Cleveland. Then they play in Cleveland the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I don't even know who the Pittsburgh Steelers are. They play the Dolphins, then the Steelers again, the Bengals, who are awful, the Cardinals, who aren't that good. Then they play the Ravens, who they've already beaten once this year, but this time the game's in Cleveland in Week 16. And then you round out the season, Week 17, against the Cincinnati Bengals. If they make a move at the deadline for an offensive lineman and they get their kinks figured out, they could easily win out, or at least go and win the rest except for one game. I'm booking it right now. I want you to write it down, and I want you to remember I said this. If I'm wrong, that's fine. The Cleveland Browns have too much talent. They're going to go get an offensive lineman before tomorrow's deadline. And then things are going to start clicking because the defense is finally healthy. Greedy Williams and company just came back yesterday. And for the most part, the defense played good against the Patriots. It was just the offense that kept giving them possession after possession. on three consecutive plays, there were takeaways. And by far the most Cleveland Brown interception I've ever seen in my life, Baker Mayfield shoveled it right to the defensive lineman of the Patriots. But book it. The Cleveland Browns will finish the season at 10-6 or 11-5, despite their 2-5 record right now, because they have the second easiest schedule to play in all of football. I buy the Browns more than I will buy the Bills sitting at 5-2. 100%. Thomas in the chat room said the interception was hilarious. That was. If you didn't see it, I don't even know how to describe it because my jaw was probably on the floor for a solid 3 minutes. Baker Mayfield snapped the ball. There was a motion man coming across his face. He snapped it. I guess he tried to shovel it to him right away, but the defensive lineman for the Patriots blew through. Surprise, surprise, the Browns offensive line, and the Patriots defensive lineman just caught it, ran it, boom, down. Nick Chubb had like a 40, 60-yard run, somewhere around those numbers. Got stripped inside the 10-yard line after a big-time run. Now, he fumbled on back-to-back possessions to begin the game. Next thing you know, by a blink of an eye, it was 17-0. The Browns got it back to a one-possession game in the second half, but they couldn't capitalize. Give Tom Brady too much time. If you're playing around, he's going to figure it out eventually.